You're on the Sideline View this afternoon. It's Pete here with you. We're looking at all our local sports, and we know that due to COVID and all, we've saw our rugby league, our rugby union, all our winter sports fall short of finishing out the season. I mean, we got a little bit closer than we did the previous year, but in moving forward, how is it all going to look? We know that everyone is wanting answers. So I thought, well, let's go to the Minister for Sport for New South Wales in Natalie Ward and find out, or try and find out, if we do have some answers yet. And Natalie joins us now. How are you, Natalie?
I'm really well, thanks, Pete. Thanks for having me.
Look, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Now, I guess the big question is, as vaccination rates and all are increasing, and we're too late for winter sport, but summer sport, we're about to have cricket and all want to kick off. Have we got an answer on how community sports are going to progress?
Yes, I know that those cricket people are desperate to get those footy goals out of the grass and get their pitch looking good. I totally understand it. There's no stronger advocate for the return to community sport than me, Pete. I really have been strong about this. I've met with many of the community sports organisations, AFL, cricket, rugby, netball, football, basketball, touch, surfing, swimming, hockey, diving, paddle and pony club, and we put together a plan which I have put to the New South Wales Health Minister, because I said we need a clear pathway. You know, these clubs have done it really tough already with last season and this season being late. We need to get a clear pathway when we can reopen. And I've said to him, there's no better organisation than your local community sports clubs. They're really good at this stuff. They know their players, they know their registrants, they know their membership, they're really good at monitoring this and opening up in a COVID-safe way. So after consulting with them, we put together a plan, which I spoke to Minister Hazzard about yesterday, and I've put that to him in writing to say, can he consider this and can health consider it, please, so that we have a pathway forward, which we know is the 70% and 80% double dose vaccinations.
Now, did Mr. Hazzard happen to give any indication how long an answer might be away?
It's a great question. I have been asking. He only got it from me yesterday, after we got the consultation with all the sporting codes together, because I wanted one voice from everybody, and we put that to him. So hopefully in the next couple of days, I've said to him, can it please go to the top of the pile? We've all been really patient.
Definitely.
And I'd like this as soon as possible so that we can get some certainty for these clubs. You know, I know how much work goes into a grassroots club and how much work you need to do before you can even open the gates. So, you know, I said to him, please, can he consider this quickly? Crisis Cabinet will have a look at it for me. I've been really strong on this because we know that at the moment people can get together outside and at 70%, you know, we know that 20 people will be allowed to gather in outdoor settings. Mm. While they're doing that, why can't they kick a ball around together and do some training? So I'm pitching for training at 70% and then at 80% that we get certainty and a green light to be able to play games.
Now, how may it look? Because we've heard that, you know, if you're double vaxxed, you'll be able to do this, that or the other. But if we try and implement that into sport, that's really going to kill a lot of clubs out because, you know, especially in regions where we're already struggling for numbers. Have you had a look at that and put a proposal forward as to how that may look?
Yeah, Pete, that is based on double dose vaccination because health have made it really clear, and the government's been really clear, that the roadmap is based on that double dose vaccination. Why? Because the worst thing would be to open up the season and then halfway through have to shut it down again. What we want to do is have a COVID-safe pathway with this plan, which for the moment ensures that everybody, players, participants, coaches, officials, are there in a COVID-safe capacity. So we do have to comply with those orders, but I think we've put together a really sensible plan to be able to do that, acknowledging that clubs are really good at this stuff. They're great at knowing, you know, people standing at the gate know how to check in with a QR code. I want to make it as, you know, not overwhelmingly a burden. And we know if you go to a cafe or, you know, local retail shop, you have to check in with your QR code. And I'd just like to be able to see the same thing implemented. Of course, we'll have to have social distancing and making sure that we're obliged to follow all of those health orders. But we do that in a sensible way so that we can keep everyone safe and keep the season running. Even though it's a bit late starting, we can keep the season running now and see it through the summer.
When it comes to those on the gates and that, they're usually volunteers at the club who put in, you know, an amount of effort that, you know, keeps the clubs afloat. But with QR codes and all, like as COVID restrictions came in throughout last season, so community sport could get back, there was a lot of paperwork for clubs to fill out, a lot of onus on the clubs to make sure that everybody was QR coding and wearing their masks and all. But if we're having them to check now that, you know, someone may be double vaxxed before they come through or participate, that's going to see a lot of volunteers, I fear, disappear from our clubs, and we'll lose clubs.
Look, I know that clubs are volunteers are the basis of clubs, and exactly. I know that from my own local grassroots clubs. I've been involved, my family's been involved. Everything is run, they run on the smell of an oily rag. You know, there is no budget, it's everybody pitching in, and all those volunteers that work from dawn till dusk to make it happen. But I do know that they are invested in making sure that they can run these comps in a safe way so they can stay open. And the representations and the interactions that I've had with all of the sporting codes, we've been really specific about that, and they've said that their volunteers want to get out there and make sure this happens. And I know that those people on the gate are so invested in making sure it's a safe game so we can keep playing. What we're hoping to do is make that a seamless experience. So I know Minister Dominello and Customer Service have been working really hard on that QR code app, so that you should be able to, and he's working with the federal government to get that vaccination information through Medicare. But hopefully when you check in on that QR code, it should check you in and then pop up to say that you've been double-dose vaxxed with a green light. So we should make it as seamless as possible for those volunteers. It should be as easy as the check-in and then a green light to say, yep, you're good to go. Same as at hotels when you have to show ID that you're 18. You get this seamless experience. We've got that infrastructure in place. It's the best in Australia, and we're just working closely with the feds to try and get that information, making sure that we're careful about privacy and all of those things, but so that we can make it as quick and easy as possible for people to get through the gates and get onto the grass.
Mm-hmm. All right, one last question for you, Natalie, before we let you go this afternoon. In moving forward, knowing that, you know, you've got to be double vaxxed to be playing in that currently, do we have a figure set, or looking at a figure, is health or anyone, that, you know, it's open back to everybody? You know, once we reach a certain target above 80% somewhere, are we looking at, I mean, it'd be great to have 100%, but that's not going to happen.
No one wants that more than me.
So we don't end up with a two-tier civilization.
Yeah, look, and we understand that. We've got to follow the health advice at the moment. That's got to be the overriding concern. So we're keeping everybody safe, right? That's the point. We're keeping our players safe, our volunteers safe, and health are very aware of that. And there's a whole bunch of us that are agitating to try and open up, but to do it in a safe way so that we can get back out there. And ultimately, you know, we'll end up living with this. But this Delta strain is so contagious that at the moment we need to take these steps and take it carefully so that we can get to that point, hopefully. And no one would love that more than me, Pete, so we can stand out there on the grass and enjoy that, and everyone can come and go in a fantastic way and focus on the great game. And I'd love to be talking about something other than COVID and actually just be talking about the game and the comp.
Exactly, that would be absolutely awesome. It'd make my job easy on a Saturday afternoon, that's for sure.
Exactly, yeah, and make sure, you know, we're talking about the teams and we're talking about the players and the forward passing the 10 minutes and, you know, all those sorts of things. So we just need to, you know, really get through this. And as sports minister, my analogy is this is like a marathon. You know, we're running a marathon here. We've done the hard yakka. We really have done majority of it, and we can see that finish line, but we're really tired. You know, and we want to give up. We want to throw it in, but I can see it on the horizon. If we can just hang on and make it those few extra yards, we've done most of the hard work. Summer's coming. It's around the corner. We'll be back out there shortly. We've just got to hold tight and get through this bit and stick to the road and keep putting one foot in front of the other with the vaccination rates. And that's why it's so important that everyone keeps those vaccinations going, because if we, you know, the biggest danger we have is complacency. If people start pulling back on that, then we won't reach those numbers. At the moment, the trajectory is really good, but can I encourage everyone, if you haven't got your vax yet, get on the phone today, book it in, go and see your GP, and you know, get that vax in your arm so that you can get out there and stand on the grass again and enjoy a game and some fresh air.
Exactly, because we want to see everybody back out on all the playing surfaces, and especially the kids and all, get them back out there. Natalie Ward, the State Sports Minister, thank you very much for joining us on the Sideline View this afternoon. I'll let you get back to your weekend.
Thanks very much, Pete. Hope everybody's out getting some sunshine. Enjoy.
You too. I'll go and harass Brad Hazard now, see if I can grab him.
He's not returning my calls anymore. So.
Bugger.
Sure. No, no. He's been great. He's been very supportive. He really has. So it'd be good to see. We'll get him out to a game soon.
Exactly right. All right. Thanks for joining
thanks,
us, Natalie.
Take care. See you now. Bye.
There's Natalie Ward, the State Minister for Sport, joining us on the Sideline View this afternoon.